The first day of the federal bingo corruption trial is underway. Reporter Karen Brown has the story.
At 8:40 this morning, U.S. Middle District Judge Myron Thompson gaveled the start of the federal bingo corruption trial, the case of nine defendants accused of buying votes to help pass electronic bingo legislation, will be held over the hot Alabama summer and promises to have all the makings of a television drama. Audio from FBI wiretaps will be heard, allies will testify against each other, and a who's who of lawyers will try to define whether the alleged offers made were legitimate campaign contributions or bribes. At this hour, lawyers for the defendants are asking potential jurors if they know any of the people on the witness list, and the names on the list include the top brass in Alabama politics, including former Governor Bob Riley. Reporting from the federal courthouse in downtown Montgomery, Karen Brown, WBAS News.
The first witness in the federal bingo corruption trial, Gardendale State Senator Scott Beeson, took the stand yesterday, and the defense says they're glad about it. Defendant State Senator Harry Ann Smith contends that the jury was hanging on to every word, adding she and her lawyer are anxious for their chance to cross-examine Beeson.
I kept having to grab Parkman because he was wanting to get up there today and talk. And so you're going to hear a lot of facts and things that Parkman's going to have to say. So I'm just going to have to wait. But it was hard to keep him in his seat.
Defense attorney Joe Espy says it was a good day for his client, Victoryland casino owner Milton McGregor, because Beeson proved the two had limited contact.
They shot the best shot. That's the best shot you'll see today. And they have not yet faced Bobby Siegel's cross-examination, which I promise you will be right interesting. You are not going to hear any bribe of Milton McGregor on any tape. That is the last and only conversation he ever had with Scott Beeson.
Beeson's testimony will resume tomorrow.
A series of questions from a defense attorney in the federal bingo trial drew tears from a witness. Karen Brown has the story.
A barrage of questions by State Senator Jim Pruitt's attorney Ron Wise caused lobbyist Jennifer Pouncey to become flustered and shed tears. Wise wanted Pouncey to clarify testimony and statements about when and how often she met with Pruitt and what she reported to her boss, convicted lobbyist Jared Massey. Pouncey admitted that she did not like Massey, that he ignored her request to leave Pruitt alone, and that she was embarrassed to offer Pruitt $2 million for his vote. I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News.
Closing arguments have ended in the federal bingo corruption trial. WVAS News reporter Karen Brown is at the courthouse.
Prosecutor Steve Sager concluded this morning with his rebuttal of defense attorney's closing arguments. His words drew multiple objections from the defense that he was misrepresenting the facts in the case. Federal Judge Myron Thompson said that the defendant's concerns were not frivolous. However, he instructed the jury to look at the evidence and draw the conclusion as to whether the prosecution was distorting the facts. Thompson will charge the jury after lunch. He expects this to last an hour. Then the jury will deliberate the case. Reporting from the federal courthouse in downtown Montgomery, Karen Brown, WVAS News. At 1:13 p.m., U.S. Middle District Federal Judge Myron Thompson began his instructions to the jury. He reviewed in detail each of the 37 counts against the nine defendants in the case. By 3:50 p.m., jurors were released to the jury room to begin deliberations. The 12 and four alternates are being sequestered. They have been told they can ponder their decisions until 7 p.m., at this hour, they are expected to deliberate throughout the weekend. Reporting from the federal courthouse in downtown Montgomery, Karen Brown, WVAS News.
Good afternoon. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News. The verdict is in and the decision is not guilty. Jurors in the federal bingo corruption trial could not make a decision on all counts, so U.S. Middle District Federal Judge Myron Thompson accepted a partial decision. Three defendants were completely exonerated: lobbyist Bob Getty, legislative analyst Ray Crosby, and Montgomery State Senator Quentin Ross Jr. Ross says he is at peace.
To God be the glory. It is well with my soul.
His wife says she always knew he was innocent.
It's a happy feeling. I knew he was not guilty all the time.
Thompson declared a mistrial on the remaining counts. He says those charges will be submitted for retrial.